All right. So, let me bring the guys in.
Give the date. Give the date.
Ah, yes. What is the date?
November 8th, 2018.
Today is November 8th, 2018. Thank you. All right. Greetings, everyone. We are the Council of One. And thank you for joining this call today for our work for the planet. As you may be aware, there was a parallel shift, a parallel split, we should say, on your election day, because the parallel split was predominantly for the nation of America, but insofar as the fortunes of the nation of America do impact the globe at this point, it does indirectly also affect, you know, the world parallel shift because of what the different expressions of America would do in those different groups of parallels. So basically what we saw here was a split where it could have gone to where the Republicans were far more victorious, where the Democrats were more victorious than they were, and where we're speaking to you, you're in the middle parallels where it's not exactly a complete blocking or a complete denial of what the Trump faction represents in the American path forward. But it was certainly a check on that. So it's kind of interesting being in the more middle position, is it not, after experiencing so much polarity. And there will still be polarity in the individual parallels, but be aware that you have all chosen to be in the central balance or what we call the pivot point parallels at this time. Are there any questions about what that means?
Yes. What is
no? Okay, well, what it means is that...
We're the kingmakers.
Well, not exactly, no. When you're talking about two extreme decisions, because basically the extremity of the decision for the American populace was authoritarianism or democracy, those are very polarized positions. The group of parallels chosen here are going to have elements of both, and they're going to continue to struggle out. The reason for that being is if it's completely suppressed, in other words, the fear of the people who seek authoritarianism is dismissed or repressed, it is likely to end up very disastrously. So you might see the middle parallels as being more the mediation parallels where you try to mediate between those two poles. That's why we call it the pivot point or the balance point. And it's not necessarily centrist or central in a political sense. It's more of an energetic position where you hold, where you're the fulcrum between two polarized points. So there's going to be temptation offered to all to engage in different polarities. And where you choose to stand can be very important as to what your world, what you're going to experience in your world going forward. So we find it very heartening that our group here is part, and we're speaking to this part of the group, and it's a very large group of beings who would rather not be pulled into one polarity or another. In other words, that would be, would hold a more or less transpersonal position. Now, in some cases, some people are holding that position simply because they don't care about what's going on. Nobody in this call would probably apply, you know, that would not probably apply to anyone in this call, but there are certainly individuals out there that simply aren't really interested one way or the other to engage in a polarity. So they're also in that group. But that means that probably the parallels that go to the other extremes are going to have endpoints sooner than this one. So, as a group of essences working on certain key issues on the planet, such as how to continue it forward for human incarnation and cetacean incarnation, by the way, as collectively we're working for a group of parallels that push the timeline further in the future before kind of collapsing with various scenarios. So in other words, in the middle place, you're willing to see and tend to the wounds rather than try to deny that they're there or denigrate them as unreal or shove them under. They've been shoved under for too long. That's why it's such a problem now. And in the case of America specifically, these issues are tied into the last Civil War, where the wounds of that war have not been resolved, where it wasn't ever really settled even, where there was no, where there was simply more separation rather than unity after that occurrence in history. And here, a little more than maybe 150 years later, those chickens are coming home to roost because it wasn't handled then. It was pushed further down the line. Well, now's the time to handle that. And it's an issue with divisions within the society itself and how those are framed and how those are resolved. Are you going to choose to emphasize those differences, or are you going to choose to hold to unity in spite of differences? That's going to be the call going forward. And remembering, too, that the purpose of incarnation on Earth is unconditional love. It is agape. And so whenever there's a kind of a question, asking oneself the internal question of what would love do now can often inspire you into the right choice to make if you're ever in a dilemma as to what that would be. And when we say that, we mean also to add yourself as being included in that. In other words, what is the highest and most loving thing for all concerned? And that would include you asking the question. It wouldn't exclude you at all. So that's not to say that that would be always subsuming your needs or your desires to other people, not in any way. More that unconditional love allows for win-wins, allows for multiple winners. It is not a kind of a winner-loser situation where everyone can get something that they need and be supported in that. And so in these middle parallel groups, at least for now, and remember being in years of chaos nodes, there's going to be more splits and shifts and movements and all of that will be emphasized. But today we would like to focus our work, if you will, and we apologize to those international who might be tired of America first all the time here. But in this case, we would like to connect, we'd like to contain and work on our fields around Washington, D.C., because there's a very high probability of destabilization in the American president when he is under assault or when he's not winning. Because up to this date, you've seen him when things were mostly going his way. But when things stop going his way, that's when you're going to see a lot of erratic behavior possibly. And so we want to contain that energy as much as possible. So without further ado, we're going to guide everyone into the unified field meditation. And we're going to do that by command code, as always, to be more quick about it. Now, before we go to the work, does anybody have any questions about our transmission or anything to ask? Nope. All right. Very good.
We need some help down here in L.A. I don't know if it's going that way at all, but if there's an opportunity, things are bad down here right now. So
Because of the shooting? And the fire?
Where the shooting was, there's a fire now, a bad fire, yes. So.
Yes, there's also a fire in Northern California that just started this morning. Mm-hmm. Around in Paradise near Chico and Oroville.
But I feel like the shooting here was related to the elections, and so it has a broader reverberation. So,
well, there are massacres every day in the United States due to the lax gun laws and the current divisive climate and the way that certain media outlets choose to instill fear into their listeners. So it very well might have been connected to the election, but it's also going to probably happen anyway, given the current trend of your society. However, of course, we're going to offer energy and help and healing to those who are affected by that, as well as those victims of hate crimes in the last couple of weeks. So first we'll start in Washington, D.C., and we're going to look at our nested grid around there. But first we'll get everyone in the unified field. So set spin ratio of the fields, 1-1, 2-1, 3-2, 5-3, 8-5, 13-8, 21-13, 34-21, 55-34, 89-55, 144-89, initiate unified fields. Now, as we have before, we will ask you to extend your unified field out in all directions, imagining that they touch the unified field of the others in our group, and creating that one unified field of light. We invite to join us all those who are not present on the call but who are involved in this work, who work with us, and those who have volunteered to work with us on this project. Let us open this collective unified field to include them, please. That's a great ball of light. You like to see that. Very good. So now, let us take the collective unified field that has been co-created, the circle of unity on the planet Earth, and we are going to settle it around Washington, D.C. and its environs, specifically around a bell jar type of grid that we have as a sphere around the area. We want to make sure that that is strengthened. And just as a general statement, not to call out any specific individuals in your government, but we would also like to extend this bell jar to all of those members of government who are in great fear or who tend to cause disruption in the lives of others by their words, deeds, and works. And we are sure that those exist on both sides of the political fence, so that's why we make our statement vague in this case. So any of those actors who are not in true service, who are in the game for their own gain without regard to the effect on others, any of those, we want them contained as well. And we want to give strength to those who are in public service, who are dedicated public servants, who are truly dedicated to serving the United States and its people. And they are definitely there in a greater number than is often acknowledged or known. So by setting this collective bell jar and the individual bell jars within them, what we are hoping to accomplish is kind of a calming, okay? That's why we're going to infuse this field with the energy of divine love, divine peace, and divine unity. So let us hold the unified field to accept transfusions of divine love, divine unity, divine peace. And by holding the collective unified field there, also encouraging the unification of individual fields of people within that region. We will say that the probabilities of your president, the president of the American people, Donald Trump at this time might become more unstable neurologically and mentally, as he has been seen to be doing, if you've been observing it over the past several weeks. That decompensation, as it's often called in psychological terms, will probably accelerate and be more and more difficult for him to hide or compensate for. Again, you're going to see what he is like under pressure. And this is where things can get dangerous. That's why we have this damping field around Washington. Right now, we want to keep things calm. It's true that the whole young soul structures are in the state of collapse that will be continuing for decades, and you're starting to see the beginning of this unraveling. But there is a way to do it that is smoother, and there is a way to do it that is rougher. And, of course, we know that all of you would prefer the smoother way, the more graceful way, the easier way, as easy as it can be given the situation and circumstances. Timelines are accelerated at this time because of the number of people on Earth and the number of concurrents being run. And so the timeline is a bit more accelerated than you may yet realize. And you're starting to see some of those coming across as evidence and changes in the environment and such. So now let us take the unified field that we have set over Washington, leaving the bell jar we placed there nice and firmly in place. And we are now going to take this ball of light down to Central America. It's around the whole region of Central America. There's been much made in the news of this migrant caravan. Of course, it was, of course, intended to stir up voters, but it is also not the first caravan to make its way to the United States from Central America. There's a lot of destabilization, a lot of anguish, and a lot of suffering in that region. And so let's bring our healing energy to that region, which very much needs it, as well as those migrant caravans that are out of desperation leaving those areas. We will remind you that humanity began as a nomadic species, spent roughly 3 million years of evolutionary history wandering the earth. This whole idea of settling in place is only a recent aberration in human history, only about 10, 15,000 years old. And from what we can see in future tracks, humans will be getting a lot more nomadic. And so it behooves those to welcome the travelers, because very soon, geologically speaking, humanity will be much more nomadic than it has been in the last 10 or 15,000 years. And that will be more of a return to humanity's norm, really. So let us bring love, divine liberty, divine victory, divine grace, divine purity, and divine peace into our nested grid over Central America. Very good. You guys are getting great at holding this grid. This is looking really strong. Good. All our helpers are merging in a lot better, too, so it's nice and cohesive, this grid we're making. Great. So what we're doing, we're just holding the focus on our unified grid, our collective unified grid. That's going to anchor this energy into the planetary physical plane. We're the physical plane anchors, so it makes it more intense. Now, it's my understanding that the upper dimensions are always sending us energy, and we're getting energy from everywhere, but when it's consciously anchored through people with physical bodies, it is that much more intense, powerful, and real. And by doing this, participating in this work, we're making these energy transmissions more solid, more real, and more effective. So that's very good work. Thank you guys for joining. So we wanted, as requested, also now lift our unified field from Central America. Move it over to the state of California or any of the fires, convulsions of violence, for the many people who suffer without a place to live. Who have a hard time affording life in the state and are put into poverty. And for all of those places where despair leads to violence against self and others. A grid will be divine grace, divine purity, divine love, divine unity, and what we would call the spirit of compassion for who people are and how they choose to express themselves, and to promote them expressing themselves in a way that doesn't bring harm to others and themselves. Now for the fires, we want to bring energy, heat energy, into the top part of the atmosphere to move the wind so that they're not whipping the fires into greater areas. And good. We're just going to hold this for a moment. Good. And of course, our grid will include compassion, love, and healing for all those harmed or affected by these events, for the first responders, for the victims of violence and natural disaster, both, which can seem equally random and senseless. Now we are going to take our collective unified field. We're going to lift it to the North Pole, the And from there, we are going to hook into the planetary consensus grid, spreading our unified field from the North Pole, spreading it out over, down through the Northern Hemisphere, down over the equator, down over the Southern Hemisphere to enclose the South Pole. Our unified field is touching into the consensus grid of planet Earth, which includes not only the collective consciousness of humanity and cetaceans, but the collective energy of Devic life as well. Earth is a living entity, which is a part of the voices, the many voices of Earth. And what we would like to infuse into this consensus reality grid today is, above all and always, agape, unconditional love. Unconditional love, which does not equate to unconditional acceptance. You can love someone or something without agreeing or approving or condoning of anything done or said. But the qualities of unconditional love help to breach the false divisions that are often painted by leaders in society, so that as a population, you are focused on each other rather than on the top-down issues that are ensuing in the culture. This is a very, 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 very old tactic used by governments, going on at least 10 or 15,000 years. And so releasing people from the illusion of separation. Forgiveness. Tolerance. And an ability to stand strong in defense of the weak. And those who can't speak for themselves, who have no voice, or whose voices aren't heard. Unity to heal some of the scars of division, self-inflicted and inflicted by others, and various cultural and political outlets. Many of those who we work with consciously on a regular basis are mature or old souls, with a fair number of young ones as well. But one has to realize that there are a high number of baby souls still in the United States. And we will remind you that baby souls don't necessarily value democracy. They value a rule system that is followed, whatever they perceive those rules to be. And it would seem very clear cut to you that these people are allowing themselves to be used by authoritarian style demagoguery. Realize that the only reason they are listening is because they are in profound fear. And when baby souls, especially, but people of all types, of all soul ages, but especially when baby souls are hit with fear, they are going to lock down even harder into their orthodoxy as a means of feeling stable in a world that's changing very rapidly by any standards. What humanity is dealing with in terms of the rate of change is unprecedented in the current cycle. And that is placing stresses, great stresses, on the psyches of people. Great fear, fear that things are getting away from them, things are falling apart, which is a valid fear because a lot of things that they know are falling apart. They'll be reformed at a different level, but there's no assurance of that. They only see the world they know seems to be crumbling, or the world they thought it was seems to be crumbling. And so as outrageous as it seems, they are looking for a type of parental figure to tell them it's all going to be all right. And that's when authoritarian systems become embraced by a populace. To counter that force, fear, there's only one remedy, love. Love displaces fear. Love absorbs everything and doesn't fight anything. and therefore, and as a part of every single thing that you interact with every day. When you're in the love universe, it literally means that the very stuff of matter vibrates on the love frequency in the universe. Everything in the love universe is literally, therefore, made up of divine love. And so, ironically, love is sought and searched for, and it's everywhere, all around. That's the lesson of love, that it's everything and everybody, that all is one. And we would encourage everyone to use their strongest critical thinking faculty to assess the types of propaganda they are getting from various sources and how real that might be. So again, we ask that people bring in unconditional love in the face of separation. It's not an easy thing to do when everyone seems to be pulling into camps. But we know you guys, and we know you guys are fine with it. You could pull away from that polarity and go into that unity. You have a method of doing that. By walking around in the unified field, you're sharing that ability, however briefly, with everyone you encounter. And so we consider that very good work. Now, more that we are going to pour into the consensus reality grid of this earth. A feeling of faith and trust in their own spirits, in everyone's own spirit, so that your own essence guides your path. Because we guarantee where essence is able to come through the personality clearly, that essence will always attempt to choose ethically. It is when the personality is caught up in the throes of the biological hormones of the body that it can override that and behave in a way that is unethical. So the counter to fear is love. The counter to ignorance, truth. And all of those are brought about through essence moving through. That's the transpersonal power, the energy, the will of the divine moving through humanity. And each one of you holds a piece of that. And together that piece forms a tapestry for an entirely new way of expressing yourself on earth if you choose to accept it. And we know many of you incarnated with that very project in mind. So this is the time that you've waited for. This is the time you came for. Celebrate. Because you have prepared as well as you could through lifetimes, as well as this one, but many others as well, to be in a place where you would be in a position to assist this time. And we thank you so much for your service. So allowing your own unified field to come back to your space. Dropping the collective unified field, but only for now, because whenever you will it, you can tap back into our collective working field. If there's a certain project locally, if there's a shooting, say, or a fire or a flood or something local that's happening, you know what to do. Set up a nested grid. Call on the working group astrally. Call on us to hold the unity grid for you. We will do it. Thank you. Hey guys, anyone else want to have any questions?
I do. Can we send a shot of love to Chicago and all the gun violence that has been going on there for so long?
Oh yeah. Boy, this place, the whole country needs to be calmed down from this. This is everybody being whipped into a frenzy. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. We're seeing the danger of it. There has to be a balance between free speech and inciting this kind of violence. I mean, there's a literal harm in it, and there has to be some kind of framework, I guess, that societies are going to have to come up with for what's acceptable and what isn't. Not in the sense of what's rude or what hurts people's feelings or bad words for people. No, I'm not talking about that. you know, I'm talking about the way that whole groups are being told that the other side is evil. And there's no talking to them, and they're dangerous, and they're going to take this country into fill in the ism. And that gets everybody fired up, and it gets one group more fired up than others, and that's the right wing in this country. A lot of the people who adhere really strongly to the right wing, you know, are suffering the most in various ways, you know. They're currently killing themselves off at a very high rate with either opiates or just blowing their heads off. And, you know, leftist groups can kind of poo-poo that and say, well, you know, white people, you know, who are afraid of losing their position and all of that. But that doesn't mean that their suffering isn't real. And if we don't address that suffering, they're going to keep voting against their interests and voting these kind of weird people in. Because they're trying to break it because it's broken for them and has been for a while. This is a very nihilist group that supports these movements. They don't see any way of fixing it, so they figure, why not blow it up and start over? Well, there are easier ways of doing it than blowing it up, obviously. So a lot of healing has to be done, and the Civil War basically has to be healed and resolved, because that was never handled after the actual Civil War. It was just all kind of compartmentalized, and that was it. But here it is again. It's going to keep haunting us. And that's what's been coming up with all the displays around the old Confederate relics and statues and everything. It's very symbolic of bringing attention. Hey, there's this wound here, and we still haven't healed it. Now, how are we going to heal it? I know that's a real challenge. I think by bringing more love into the world, you do that in a more macro sense. But there's got to be ways of healing it. It's like setting up ways of listening, and setting up governments that actually take care of people instead of exploit them, like the one we have now. You know, the problem is really frustrating for old and mature souls, is that we want to help the baby souls. We want to help them make more, you know, be more secure. We've been working to give them this, but they're just like voting against the people. You know, they're voting for the people that don't want them to have it. So it's frustrating, because the very people that a lot of the old mature souls are trying to help are resisting that help. But I think there's like a breaking point happening in that group. I think they're like in it now, that they will be open to a kind of a healing that's brought out, saying, you know, no, we are here to take care of you. And that's the only reason that a government should exist or be allowed to exist or be allowed to have a monopoly on the use of force, is because they're looking out for people. Of course, that hasn't been the way governments have been run. They've been run to enrich a few at the expense of others. We have to decide collectively if that's what we want to continue doing, or if we want to try something a little more mature soul and inclusive. So that's what's kind of at stake here, is what people are going to, you know, and that can happen in all sorts of like small ways, like, you know, outreach groups, or just trying to dial down the rhetoric is a good first start that we each can do, that I know that I can do, you know, of just when I notice myself getting like into a real us-them attitude, to try to just catch myself and dial that back, because it's not productive. I may not agree with them. I may not like what they're doing, but they're not evil. They're not subhuman. They're just, you know, they're struggling or whatever. Or, you know, or they really believe in what they believe in, and they think just as much that the other side is trying to destroy everything that they believe in, right? Well, first, by giving people the benefit of the doubt more, you know, not being so harsh and unforgiving with them, so being allowing of mistakes, and to being allowing of people changing course and being open to a different way. Because when they're attacked, people tend to just dig in and get stronger in whatever that position is. So I think we start it within ourselves by trying to bring that inclusiveness and love into our dealings and into our attitudes as much as possible, and bringing that into our discourse, into our interactions with others. That's what we could do individually. I think collectively there's going to be like all sorts of programs that have to be brought into being. Government should have to be, I mean, there's a lot of work to be done to do that. There has to be an open acknowledgement of the wounds of white supremacy, not just in this country, but all over the world, and what that entails and how that can be addressed. without bloodshed. You know, the bloodshed that the, you know, the former minority majoritarian rulers seem to think might happen to them, you know, against the reality of where it's just going to be constantly having to work out these details as a, as an ongoing negotiation that just is going to keep going on for a while. But I'm an idealist, so I think that ultimately we can work more towards that arc. I know that we're getting gradually, you know, more mature as a species, so I think we're going to be working more of this out. So overall, I think we'll do it. Right now, it seems really hard. Anybody else?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for joining in, guys. I always love these calls and hooking up with you. Thank you so much. And, you know, there's still a nested grid from the election around the nation, and people still have feelings around it. So if you want to put some of your work that you do individually to strengthening that nested grid that we put up for the election, it's still there. You can still see that kind of love, unity, peace. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.